much will we get to see? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the big question after the judge who signed off on the search warrant for the FBI Trump raid told the Justice Department he may allow the affidavit justifying the warrant be made public, giving them 1 week to propose redactions, blacking out some material.
Lawyer Deanne Shulman, representing news organizations, says,
at this juncture, he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal.
The feds say if they redact everything sensitive, there likely won't be much text for the public to read or understand. Making too much public, they say, could endanger cooperating witnesses.
Fox's Evan Brown in West Palm Beach. The former president wants the affidavit unsealed. The FBI took 11 sets of classified documents from his Mar-a-Lago, Florida home. The millions of us who've gotten our COVID vaccine shots and boosters haven't had to pay for them. The Biden administration is going to change that, planning to end taxpayer funding.
HHS says it will take months to shift payments for COVID vaccines to the commercial market. It's not clear how 30 million people in the United States without health insurance will be covered.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. 4 years after notorious organized crime boss Whitey Bulger was beaten to death, three men have been arrested. One's a mafia hitman. Fox's Gernal Scott.
Paul DiColigero, Photius Gies, and Sean McKinnon were all indicted as part of a conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Bulger was 89 years old when he was killed at a federal prison facility in West Virginia.
Bulger had just been transferred there hours earlier from Florida. There are three arrests in New York City in the beating death of a cab driver last weekend. Police say they didn't want to pay the fare. A GoFundMe's raised more than $100,000 for Kutin Chima's widow, Abigail, and their four children.
He was the only one I looked up to. And now his life has just been cut short just like that.
America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The midterm elections are less than 3 months away, and while Republicans are confident they can win the handful of seats they need to take control of the House, Democrats are more optimistic about building majority in the Senate. They'll like a new Fox News poll.
The Fox News poll finds Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is 4 points behind Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And Arizona's Trump-backed Republican candidate Blake Masters is 8 points behind incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst reacted to the data, telling the Fox News Rundown podcast that between inflation, gas prices, and the president's low poll numbers,
Americans will see that we need a change. And they will support Republicans in the fall.
But the poll found Barnes far ahead of Johnson in Wisconsin among independents, moderates, suburban women, and seniors. Kelly outpolls Masters most with women and seniors. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Three people are dead after two small planes collided in midair near Watsonville Airport in California as they were trying to land. This man saw it.
The smaller plane immediately came apart. One of the wings came off. And it just tumbled end over end.
No one on the ground was injured. On Wall Street, a sell-off may be in store. Dow futures now down about 200 points the day after slight gains. Star NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson won't be playing for a while. He and the NFL agreed to an 11-game suspension. The quarterback traded from Houston to Cleveland in the offseason did apologize for the pain his sexual misconduct scandal caused. He also, though, again, said he's innocent. Watson was accused by more than 20 women and settled almost all their lawsuits.
I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything.
Watson was not charged criminally. He can return to the Browns in week 13 of the season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.